We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, get ready, Baltimore. Lamar's going to be coming back. I don't know this, Perloff.
Wait, what's the report?
I think this because Lamar's out there getting desperate. Good afternoon. How are you, Andrew Perloff? It's Maggie Gray. We got a packed house here today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Lamar Jackson, the market has spoken here, Perloff.
Yeah.
The market's spoken. The Ravens put the non-exclusive tag. No teams are takers. That's it.
Wait. As far as I know, the NFL schedule does not start this Sunday.
Okay.
There is a lot of time here, Maggie. Why are you so confident that this four-week period really tells us the whole story?
Okay, because is there a team who looks desperate? Every team that's been linked to Lamar Jackson, yeah, whether it's the Falcons, who keep saying no.
Right.
This would be the biggest game of hard to get I've ever seen. The Colts have the number four pick. The Patriots have Bill Belichick and their 25 years of success that they're resting on. There's not like, do the Bucks really seem that interested? There is not a team that's desperate. And I think as you get closer to the season, the only team and the only people who are going to become desperate are the Ravens and Lamar. Like, all roads are going to lead back, because let's say even teams start getting really competitive. And then maybe, like, you know, price starts going down. Maybe bids up, maybe bids down. The Ravens ultimately always have the final say. They can always just match it. So if it's $200 million, if it's $185, if it's $220, ultimately the Ravens can say, we're going to match it. And just because Lamar asked for a trade doesn't mean he's going to get one. Not everybody gets what they want all the time.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. It is a new day and age in sports where players ask for trades and usually get them. Now, He's already gone a long way in not signing Ravens contracts. He's really good at this.
No, he's the LeBron James of this, yes.
He might seem anxious now, but he is really weird about not taking this money from the Ravens. So we know that he's got a lot of resolve here, Maggie. He's gonna wait it out. I don't think he's going to fold.
No. I don't think it's about that, respectfully.
Yeah.
I think that it's about the value. Remember he said in a tweet recently that they're not paying me what I'm worth. This is just a money thing. I do not think we've gone, and it doesn't appear that we've crossed over to a place where both sides are so offended that money can't solve this.
But they're never going to offer him what he thinks is his value. That's not going to happen.
But they can always just match what anyone else offers.
Yeah, but
he's not going to not play.
It's not that he's not going to play, but he is going to let it be known that he's going to be so unhappy with this that the team's going to be like, it's not worth it. Let's just let him go.
I'd probably call his bluff.
You might call his bluff, but you can't have an unhappy quarterback. I mean, can you?
But ultimately,
has there ever been a team that had a reluctant quarterback?
Well, but ultimately, if a team even offers him a contract, and if the Ravens, right now we've got nobody, but if the Ravens match it, that means he's getting the money. If he signs off on the tender or he signs off on it, that means you have entered into a contract together. So get happy, I guess. Like, I don't see him with a lot of moves, because we thought this would open the floodgates. As soon as they put the non-exclusive tag, we thought, wow, every team and their mom's going to be in here making an offer to Lamar and this thing's going to get worked out. And the exact opposite has happened. It's crickets. And beyond that, some owners, it almost feels like they're going out of their way to explain why they don't want to sign him.
Right. All that is absolutely true. But what if circumstances change? It's possible. I mean, there's a lot of things that could change. Lamar could continue to complain about the Ravens and just make it so toxic that they're like, we don't want you and we'll trade you. A trade is also very positive. It doesn't have to be the straight non-exclusive franchise tag. He might become such a pain in the ass that he gets out of there. He's working on it. I got to tell you, these tweets are not, they're not team friendly. I don't think the owner in Baltimore loves this stuff. So he keeps on doing that. And then basically he's willing to take less money to be on another team. And if the other team comes in and say $200 million guaranteed, I think he could be like, listen, Baltimore, you can match this, but I am not going to be happier.
Okay, but I don't know if we've gotten to that point yet, because this seems like, to me, this has been a money thing, money thing, money thing. Now, what Perloff is alluding to, if you didn't see on social media, Lamar Jackson, working as his own agent and representative, took to Twitter. I don't know if he also links that to Facebook and Instagram. You can do that nowadays. Anyway, so he was basically responding, we think, to Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons. Well, we actually have Arthur Blank. Let's listen to what Arthur Blank said about why they're not pursuing Jackson.
That, you know, we drafted this young man, Desmond Ridder, last year in the third round, and I think he's continued to show everything that we expected of him and maybe beyond that, to the point that we all feel comfortable that he should be our starter going into this next year.
Okay, well, that was one part of it, Desmond Ridder. The other part he said was why this was so different from the Deshaun Watson, where they were in on Deshaun Watson, which is saying that Lamar's missed games. And when you miss games, that's money. And that has to factor into the equation. Now, we can poke a lot of holes in that argument and why you'd be going after Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson. Like, none of those arguments are really going to hold water. However, everyone has a stance on it. And if you don't feel like you're going to get the $200 million worth, then you might not be willing to offer it. I understand why teams might be hesitant. I'm not saying it's right, and I'm definitely not saying that Desmond Ridder is better than Lamar Jackson, but each individual owner could have their reasons for not wanting to give up the two first-round picks and pay him money. And honestly, we don't even know exactly how much he's asking for.
That's all great points. Yeah, Desmond Ridder. Of course, Desmond Ridder is not as good as Lamar Jackson, but he's not going to cost you two first-rounders. And even more important, he's not going to cost you $250 million. And we've talked about it many times that the owner has to put into escrow.
Yep.
So the owner's got to have a lot of cash. Probably not a problem for Arthur Blank. But the other thing, too, is even football-wise, Atlanta's a rebuilding team. You might think that they, at some point, might want to dive into the draft and get in on that 5-year. When you draft a quarterback in the first round, you get him for 5 years. And that seems to be one of the most consistent ways to get to the Super Bowl. If you get Lamar Jackson for $250, you might have already missed his Super Bowl window. And I don't know if you know what you're getting, right? If Atlanta signs him for $250 million, are they going to be able to get the Super Bowl with that kind of contract?
Well, listen,
it sounds like a burden.
Well, that's like the in vogue thing to do now, right? Because that rookie deal. But you've seen other teams do it. Like, the Kansas City Chiefs just won with Mahomes on a big contract.
Yeah, I mean,
Matthew Stafford was getting paid a lot. It's not like Brady was making nothing. He wasn't making what, you know, Lamar Jackson's looking for, but he was getting paid quite a bit.
Well, I do think it's remarkable. Of the last 10 Super Bowls, there's only been one that didn't have at least one rookie contract in it. It's a real trend.
It's a big deal.
It's a real trend. And I think that teams might think, you know what? Baltimore couldn't win during Lamar Jackson's rookie deal. Why are we going to be able to win on his next deal when it's even harder? And also, a lot of these teams are rebuilding teams. Atlanta, are they Lamar Jackson away from a Super Bowl?
Well, that's the one place where people can't believe that they wouldn't be pursuing him. But I kind of understand where they're coming from. Yeah. Now, we don't know what they offered Deshaun Watson. No one's ever said that Atlanta offered him a fully guaranteed contract. That was a desperate team in the Browns who have now basically upended the entire league because they gave that contract to a guy who was at the time under investigation and facing lawsuits from dozens of women for acting completely inappropriately. So it's just, there's so much in here.
Yeah, they had to overpay because Deshaun was very clear. He did not want to go to Cleveland. He's from Georgia. He clearly wanted to stay in the South. And they had to pay a gigantic premium to get him up there. So it's a completely different situation.
So Lamar has taken to Twitter, as I mentioned. And he was responding basically to the idea that a couple things. One, that he could have come back for the playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he wrote basically the accusation that he was protecting himself by not playing in the playoff game. And he said, quote, "I don't remember me sitting out on my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I sit out because of money, in which I could have gotten hurt at any time within that time frame, when we know the Super Bowl has been on my mind since April 2018 when he got drafted? Let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now that's selfish to me." So he's out there defending himself. Like, this to me is an act of someone who's a little like maybe angry, anxious. Maybe this isn't how he's going. I don't say angry. No one can tell the tone on Twitter, but it's like he's definitely getting anxious. He has to be. Because why would you feel like you have to be out there defending yourself if you had multiple teams who are in there falling over themselves to hand you bags and bags of money? Like, he's now having to defend himself. I just see all these roads going back to Baltimore. And I think, quite frankly, the Ravens have held the door open for him to try to make this easy when he does come back.
Have they done that with the non-exclusive tag?
No, because they're not, like, putting out negative things.
Right. Why did they just put the exclusive tag on him?
I think they wanted to prove a point, which is, let's see if you think you're worth all this. Let's see what the market bears out.
And that could be, you're right.
They've been negotiating for 2 years. I mean, yeah. At some point, like,
maybe it's all negotiation and they'll all figure this out. The scenario you paint where Lamar goes back there and plays for $32 million.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I just can't see it happening week one.
I just don't know. I can't see where else he'd be.
But I can't see him taking any deal from Baltimore. It feels like they're so far apart. I mean, I guess I think the season acting as a deadline might push that differently. But I don't think this is happening with Baltimore anytime soon.
Well, think about it. Say he doesn't get another offer. Let's just say...
No offer. Okay.
No offer, right? So it's go back to Baltimore or sit out, I guess. Do you think then, and I think he would be, more likely to sit back down for real at a negotiating table and say, how do we get something long-term hammered out here? Because you can't just keep going on this carousel year after year after year. It's not right for your fans. It's not right for player, for front office. You got to be able to plan around the quarterback's salary. That's how you team build. They have to get this thing ironed out.
I understand from Baltimore's standpoint, but Lamar Jackson, though, I don't think that he's going to go back and say, all right, let's do something more along the lines of what you wanted. I mean, he is so stubborn on this, right?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. The market's telling him right now, you got no takers.
I think there is a chance that he sits out that $32 million. I don't think anyone's coming, but I don't see him settling for a Kyler Murray deal with Baltimore. I don't know why I would take it. I mean,
is anyone offering you $100 million?
The amazing thing about Lamar Jackson is how he's not scared of risk.
That's
so
a good point.
Maybe he's a bit of a unicorn in that sense. We would take that money in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not what you'd call a risk taker.
I'm not cut out for this kind of negotiation.
This is why you and I have agents.
I would have folded like a deck of cards so long ago. It's amazing. Lamar.
At the Super Bowl? I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. 2 years ago, you and I were in Los Angeles and we were trying to buy T-shirts on the street. We had a competition going of who could find the most bootleg T-shirt. And I actually wanted to start negotiating with the guy, and you were like, don't do it.
Oh, you
like, it's a guy selling T-shirts on the street. You know, you do like, hey, 2 for $10, 5 for, you know, 3 for $15. You're like, you can't do that.
How much were the T-shirts?
I don't remember.
They were $5 each already.
No, they were like $20 each. It was ridiculous.
You bought that chain for $40. That was a terrible purchase.
Anyway, right behind you.
But no. I think Lamar's not alone. I'm saying Lamar is unique. Most players would have taken something like Josh Allen's deal with Buffalo. They would have taken a longer-term thing with $150 to $200 million guarantee. I think Lamar is just completely unique. I think he's different than everybody. That's why I'm not so sure that him and Baltimore will eventually find their way together.
Solid point. I'd like to hear from Richard Sherman, because to your point about, you know, Josh Allen didn't do this, Patrick Mahomes didn't do this, you know, didn't ask for the fully guaranteed contract. Kirk Cousins has one, we know, but it's not the type of money that sinks an organization or whatever. So here was Richard Sherman, who's basically calling out and chastising the other young stud quarterbacks for not doing what Lamar's doing and potentially pushing for a full guarantee.
What pissed me off is when Kirk Cousins got his fully guaranteed deal, I thought all the quarterbacks from then on were going to be like, hey, if it ain't guaranteed, I ain't taking it. Then Mahomes took that BS deal. That sets precedent. But when he didn't set it, then Josh Allen didn't set it. Now Lamar's trying to set it after Deshaun's already set it. And they're like, nah.
That was courtesy of the Richard Sherman podcast on The Volume. I mean, it feels odd to blame Mahomes for this or blame Josh Allen for this. Now, we don't know what Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert are going to do, but it feels odd to say these guys are responsible. Do you lay blame at the feet of Mahomes?
No. I understand what Rich Sherman is saying, that they sort of need a guaranteed contract warrior, somebody who's going to stand out. And he's saying the people with the most leverage are those quarterbacks. Yeah, it's funny. I remember when Mahomes signed that deal, it didn't. I know I'm being fooled by the total, but it didn't feel like he was taking that light of a deal. I mean, it was
$500 million.
Yeah, it was the biggest total deal the sport had ever seen. And Josh Allen didn't feel light either. I mean, that's guaranteed contracts are obviously a big deal, but they're getting a ton of money in that contract. I understand what Richard Sherman's saying. If it's not, Lamar is finally, seems like he's the hard line. Do you think if Joe Burrow doesn't get a guaranteed contract, is Richard Sherman going to be upset with him? Probably.
I would think now he's going to be upset with anyone who has the leverage.
But I would blame the NFLPA a little bit here, too, because they let the franchise tag into the contract, which immediately gives the teams all this leverage. And if it's such a big deal, they should collectively bargain for it. But I don't know if they have the power to do that right now.
Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I think Lamar's going back to Baltimore. You wanted to see what the market was. It's crickets. It's not right. I think he's worth more. I think his team should be falling over themselves to sign him. But I'm not an NFL owner. And this is why that non-exclusive tag got put on him. The rest of the market has said, we're good.
Do we give him 250 for five? That number has been thrown around a lot.
Yeah, it's a big number.
Maybe 10% more than Deshaun Watson. You would be nervous for the same reason Arthur Blank is talking about. You'd be nervous about his health.
I am. I would be. Here's the thing. All I know is that from my vantage point, when I'm watching football, and I know that's all I can give you, I'm scared of Lamar Jackson. There are a few quarterbacks that are like really like, damn, I am scared of that guy. Mm. Like he is going to be the difference in how this game comes out. He is going to be the difference. And so that scares the bejesus out of me. And there's not that many guys in the league who you say, that guy scares the crap out of me. I don't want to play him ever.
Yeah, but that's because he can run, not because he can of his throwing.
Whatever. He's just as a quarterback. His ability to be a weapon on offense, he scares me. He scares me like, you know, Tyreek Hill scares me. And he scares me like Mahomes scares me.
Does he scare you as much as, say, Joe Burrow scares you?
Yeah, Burrow scares me. Burrow's one of those guys.
No, I'm sorry. I think the reason he scares you is because he's a next level runner. He's the greatest running quarterback in the history of the game. I think teams are saying, well, that's great, but there's no way that's going to last until his mid-30s.
Which is why this is tough.
Yeah.
Which is why this is difficult. That's what I said. From my vantage point, when I'm on the couch, I'm like, damn. I know at the end of the game, if the game's on the line and the ball's in his hands, I think he's scoring.
Yes. No, it's a good point. But I got to be honest. If you're facing an elite defense in the playoffs, the game slows down. I think defenses with time to prepare for a running quarterback are different. That's why it's different in the playoffs. It has never really worked.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let us know what you think. Coming up, interesting comments from Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy. The one thing they're looking for from Dak Prescott this season, Perloff and I were both astounded by this. We couldn't believe it. We'll get to that in just a moment. So glad to have you. The Weedos and the Purple Drankers in the chat are up and running. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in and be part of the show. You can also give us a call, 855-212-4CBS. We're back in a minute on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.